The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that your joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Chapter 14 and 15 of the Gospel of John is absolutely beautiful and touching and very intimate. It's part of Jesus' last words to his apostles before he leaves them. And you know yourself how often we say, we ask somebody when somebody dies, what were her last words or what were his last words? And those are very important. Like somebody asked a wife, what were the last words before he died? And she said, his last words were, "Don't shoot." But that's another story. But Jesus' last words, this is a lovely, lovely, lovely passage from the reading of the Gospel of John. "I no longer call you servants or slaves, but friends. And I have made known to you everything I have learned from my Father." Put that into normal everyday language, and what does it mean? There's no secrets between us. How beautiful. God, in the name, in the person of Jesus, is saying to us, from now on, there's no secrets. And you know yourself, if you have a true friend, what would your definition of a true friend be? I think it would be somebody with whom you could feel free to share anything with. Somebody that you could really reveal yourself to. How you really feel, sort of the real you, share the real you. And there's not many people we can do that with. But when you find somebody like that, you have found a treasure, a real treasure. And that's what Jesus is telling us in the gospel today. You are my treasure. There ought to be nothing between us. Now, where is God? And you know, and I hope you believe, that God is right within us. He's indwelling in his Holy Spirit. God is within us. And the other morning, I think yesterday morning, I normally go for a walk after Mass. And while I was out walking, I came across a man, an elderly man, and he was sitting on a wall, just looking at the world passing by. And I stopped, keeping my social distance, and I said to him, "You look a very happy man." And he looked at me and he said, "Yes, I am. God is living in my heart." And I gave him the thumbs up. I said, "Beautiful, same here." And I think, I don't know what religion he was, but he had God living in his heart. Isn't that beautiful? And that's what the gospel this morning is all about. God living in us, more intimate to us than we are to ourselves. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And we're never as close to Jesus as when we try to love one another. That's all he wants us to do. Simple, but sometimes difficult, but beautiful when we do it.